December plans for the trail from Calgary to Cochrane were unveiled at the Ranch House on November 30. With it, the Trail Steering Committee announced a Name the Trail contest hosted on namethetrail.com. Cultivate Cochrane was granted funds by Ottawa's Healthy Communities Initiative to build and provide programming for its passive solar roller, a mobile solar greenhouse. The Rotary Club hosted Tom Jackson's annual Huron Carol Special December 19 to raise funds for a new Indigenous center in downtown Cochrane. The Cochrane Community Awards honored 38 nominees and 14 award winners at the Ranch House in a small and COVID-19 friendly event on November 28. On November 25, some parents and their children protested the public school division's decision to make proof of vaccination mandatory to access all Rocky View school facilities starting January 3. Cochrane resident Steve Potter's creative Christmas decor, inspired by National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, was a total hit with neighbors. Local RCMP issues a reminder to motorists to lock their vehicles after a series of reported thefts in neighborhoods across town. Cochrane businesses tell the Eagle they saw better sales than last year amid their second pandemic holiday, but they also noted more customers looked to buy local items online. Stony Nakota elders begin visiting classrooms at Nakota Elementary to pass on oral traditions to students. Cochrane Council votes to raise property taxes by 10% in 2022 in the December 13 meeting. Councillors Marnie Fedeco and Patrick Wilson voted against the hike. Cochrane is vying for a stop along the $1.5 billion passenger rail that will bring travelers from the Calgary Airport to Banff. "We only have 4 years to get our plans in place," Mayor Jeff Janung said. A new Westminster man was charged with several counts of dangerous driving causing death and bodily harm after a fatal August crash killed two seniors from British Columbia on Highway 1 near Morley. Copies of Cochraneopoly were flying off the shelves at Walmart. Rocky View School's parents say the province's K-6 draft curriculum is a step backwards. Parents and teachers told the school board the content included superficial Indigenous content and the curriculum lacked age appropriateness. The province announced December 21 that those 18 and over can get their booster COVID-19 vaccine. Cochrane's Walmart had a refrigeration system meltdown, spoiling food the weekend ahead of Christmas. A new local donated 600,000 PC Optimum points at the local Shoppers Drug Mart to spread holiday cheer at the Eagle's Nest Women's Shelter in Morley. The Cochrane Kiwanis Club were able to treat 141 children to a new toy in its fourth annual Christmas for Kids event on December 12. Four Cubs Children's Boutique in Cochrane raise $1,700 for grassroots charity helping families handle cancer with its first-ever Photos with Santa event.